There was a shadow on the character of Alfred Hitchcock. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Donald Spoto's new biography of the film director is called The Dark Side of Genius. Born and raised in London, Hitchcock cultivated the image of a middle-class English gentleman. But Spoto says in later years, Hitchcock revealed little of himself.
People who knew him for 40 and 50 years were shocked when I, in the course of my interview, said to them, "Well, tell me something about Hitchcock's brother and sister." And their eyes widened and they said, "Oh, Hitch had a brother and a sister?" I mention this because he was enormously secretive, almost maniacally secretive about his background, his family, his upbringing, his training, and his private life.
He was the youngest of three children, the son of a wholesale grocer. Spoto says that while Hitchcock appeared to have had a dull, commonplace childhood, his young life was actually ringed by Victorian repression and fear.
He admitted many times in interviews, and to me a number of times, that in fact he was a person who grew up terrified and frightened of everything, and with an enormous inferiority complex. A, because he was Cockney. This was to be from the wrong side of the tracks in East London. B, his family was Roman Catholic. And of course, that in Victorian and Edwardian England was even less popular to be in England than it is now. And C, he was, to use his own phrase, uncommonly unattractive and fat.
But Spoto says Hitchcock was also uncommonly intelligent and creative, whose films often reflected his Jesuit education, which was notorious for its harsh discipline and emphasis on guilt and doom.
His films were great clues to his autobiography. They are, in fact, astonishingly autobiographical documents.
Spoto remains enthusiastic about the great director.
I place Hitchcock with the great artists of anxiety of our time. He shares similar themes and concerns and senses of evil and doom and the possibility of love and transcendence with artists from Bosch to Conrad and Dostoevsky.
In fact, Spoto calls Hitchcock the artist of the cinema. More with Donald Spoto, author of Alfred Hitchcock, The Dark Side of Genius, on my next BookBeat report. I'm Don Swaim.
I wouldn't say I knew him intimately, but frankly, I'm not sure anyone knew him intimately.
Donald Spoto on Alfred Hitchcock. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Spoto is the author of Alfred Hitchcock, The Dark Side of Genius.
Hitchcock directed conversations the way he directed films. You talked about what he wanted to talk about. And when your time was up, he pressed a button and in came his secretary and said, "Your time is up."
Spoto considers Hitchcock a creative genius with a flawed character.
The man who could be spontaneously generous and devoted and an attentive father and a very attentive husband could at the same time be shockingly manipulative and exploitive with his colleagues.
Hitchcock's humor had its somber side.
Back in the 30s in England, he developed this habit of practical jokes, and one of them was, one of the most notorious, was the famous Blue Dinner. He gave a party for about 15 people and realized beforehand that of all the colors in the rainbow that human food is, nothing we eat is blue. So he had everything dyed blue, from the fruit cup to the mashed potatoes, to the vanilla ice cream. Everything was dyed blue.
Spoto says that during the filming of The Birds, actress Tippi Hedren was put through near torture as part of a scene involving an attic bird attack.
She endured for one solid week, 8 hours a day, birds being thrown at her and nicking her and pecking her and soiling her. By the time it was the week's end, she was in a state of complete exhaustion and collapse, and the set had to be closed for a week while she recovered.
Spoto concludes that Alfred Hitchcock had a surprisingly unhappy life.
For all of the fame, for all of the great wealth that he amassed, he was an enormously frustrated man. His loves were fantasy loves. His great desires were, for him, always unfulfilled.
Donald Spoto, author of Alfred Hitchcock, The Dark Side of Genius. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.